Well, here we go again. Tales of the Whales. This is our weekly podcast about what it's like to have cancer, what it's like to live with somebody who's got cancer, and any stories in between. This week, we haven't got a lot to say, really, have we?
Not on the medical front. You're ticking along quite nicely. You're tolerating your new dose of chemo very well, so that's...
Still makes me feel knackered, but yeah.
Yeah, but your mouth is fine and you can taste
I can eat.
Your feet are good.
My feet are okay, yeah. These are all, by the way, for people who don't listen very often, these are all side effects of the chemo that I'm on at the moment. And I have to admit that we started this 87 weeks ago. That's a long time ago, actually,
it
when
is.
You think about it.
You're meant to have died ages ago.
I should have died ages ago. And so many people wish that I had.
I don't think it's so many.
No. It's just, you get upset about the trolls occasionally. Don't let them upset you. They're inadequates.
Right.
They're very inadequate in very, very many ways.
Well, they're not very nice, that's for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, we've had actually a real, we're not in a very good mood. We're not terribly happy.
Well, we're sad.
We're very sad. Our dog, Daisy, passed away this week, quite unexpectedly, because at the beginning of the week she hadn't been so well, but she seemed absolutely fine and bouncing around and amazing. And then she had a tumour in her nose and it just...
Something catastrophic happened on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
So
anyway... we'd like to thank everybody for their kind messages, wouldn't we?
Yeah, they're really lovely. I read all of them.
I know.
There was two that weren't nice, but I blocked them.
What was the one that really got you, sort of along the lines of, haven't you got anything better to worry about than the death of the dog?
Yeah, that one wasn't very nice, was it?
Well, you are... To people who think like that, and there are a few... you have such a shallow life. If you don't understand, Rick, I just...
Sorry, I doubt very much if the horrible people are listening to our podcast, not unless they want to torture themselves.
No, they do, and that's why you get trolls occasionally. But I laugh, as you know, I find it funny, but I'm sorry, honey, I know you don't.
I just find it hard to believe there are such nasty people around, but I guess there are.
Well, yeah, there are, but you probably find they're sort of... 16, 17-year-olds sitting in their room on their own pretending...
I just thought it's strange because, like, obviously we have got something else to worry about. Like, yes, my husband has terminal cancer. That's also fairly major.
Yeah. Well, ignore them because I just find them funny. As long as they're listening, they might learn. I don't know. So cancer-wise, for me... it's as it was, and
no news since last week.
No news since last week. But so waiting for another scan and more blood tests in the next few weeks, which is what happens when you have cancer on a regular basis.
It is. And so on a brighter note, I think it's a brighter note.
Yeah.
So we have now had two dogless days. We don't like it.
No.
So tomorrow we're going to a rescue centre to see if we can find a homeless doggy or maybe more than one who needs somewhere to live that we can look after.
Yeah.
And that will keep us busy.
It will.
Because I can't have you just sitting here all day on your own wallowing in self-pity.
Really?
You need to be having poo to clear up and food to make and...
Oh, golly. Yeah, I'm missing it already.
But we won't get a puppy, we'll get an older dog.
Yeah. I mean, people say you can't. We've never not had dogs, and we had three at the beginning of the year, and now we have none. They've all died sort of within 6 months.
Or 9 months.
9 months.
You're not very good at maths, are you?
No, I'm not.
9 months. But even so, it's just really sad, and it's horrible without... I keep on talking to Daisy and then realising she's not there. It's horrible. Anyway, I mustn't talk about that because I will cry. So,
no.
Anyway, I'm looking forward tomorrow to going to see if we can meet some new friends
that
can bring home with us.
And I always, although I'm not, you know, I am pretty fed up about the whole thing and miserable about it. I played you a little thing from Ricky Gervais, who loves dogs. And he just said they are the most spiritual things, and I think they are, in the world, you know. Having the love of a dog is different to any other kind of relationship, isn't it?
Yeah. They say little angels with paws instead of wings.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep waiting for Daisy to come round the corner there and give me one of her looks as if to say, what are you sitting there for? I need something.
Yes, but that's not going to happen.
No, I know.
But we can go and find... I think I found a couple on the website that look really quite potentially good.
But don't build your hopes up, because by the time we get there, they might have gone, okay?
Like the sound of the one that likes nipping people's ankles.
Yeah, I know you do. And that would sort of keep me going while I'm on my own. But maybe I should just get out. Well, you know, quite one of the things about cancer as well is that, yeah, I work, I go out, we go out. But all the time that you can't go out, and you're, because obviously you've got to work and you know, there's time when you're going to be on your own for quite a long. And that's when you can sink into sort of feelings of, I don't know.
Well, you do, because on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays when I'm, and Thursdays when I'm at work.
Yeah.
You do tend to sort of gradually go downhill. And then when I arrive on Thursday evening.
So you're like a little sprinkle of sunlight.
And you've been living on cornflakes for 4 days, despite the fact I left you really nice food in the fridge. Yeah. We have a nice...
Maybe it's time for you to retire. No, perhaps not.
I think I've got bills to pay, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, retirement would be a lovely luxury, but no, the bills need paying.
Yeah.
Got to buy all the dog food for a start.
Yeah, yeah, no, you have. And although I'm working, which is great and is keeping me going, I can't do what I used to do.
No, the fact that we kept, like I do have my own house, so I've got my own bills and everything to pay. And then, so we have double overheads.
We do. But never mind. That's a first world problem.
Oh, no, that's a lovely. And I do quite like my 4 quiet days.
Yeah.
I get lots of work done.
Well, yeah.
And I do try and take Fridays off now so we can do things together a bit more.
So we have a long sort of weekend and, yeah, I'm babbling on about absolutely nothing at the moment, aren't I? So
what's different to normal?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But it's just funny because... You know, Daisy used to be a part of the podcast. She would always make a noise in the middle of it.
Well, I think you could tell last week there was a problem. She was definitely, her breathing had starting to go a bit funny.
Yeah.
So, and it's one of those terrible situations where, it actually wasn't, there was no choice. It was just like it wasn't a hard decision to make as whether she needed to go to sleep or not, because she was in a bad way.
Yeah.
So it was definitely the best thing for Daisy.
Had she been a human being, of course, she'd be have tubes stuck in every orifice and everything.
I don't think there would be anything that you could do anyway with that situation.
Yeah, but they do. They keep us humans alive because that's what they have to do.
Oh, yeah, like an intensive care.
Yeah, when you're not, you know, it's... anyway, they're debating that. We won't get into politics about assisted dying at this particular moment in time.
No, let's talk about lighter-hearted topics today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try and keep our spirits up, because it's very easy to... You have to just fight it, don't you, the sadness?
Yeah, yeah.
But
talking about it gets it out of you.
I do feel like... You feel like it's like a physical thing, isn't it? I feel like my chest is really heavy.
Mm. I'm not going to make any comment about your chest.
Ha ha, no, I didn't.
At all. Yeah. I have to admit to one thing, though, last week that I did that I probably shouldn't have done, is I got very drunk. Was that last Sunday?
Oh, it was last Sunday, yes.
I fell over outside the pub.
It's poor Gary. You fell over and dragged Gary down with you. And then Gary got you into the car and drove you the 50 yards home. And then you threw up all over the back of Gary's car.
I haven't drunk that much for a long time. So it's always good to let yourself go every now and then.
I think really you just, the combination of the wine and the chemo, I think is, you know, it does, we've noticed that before, it does affect you a bit more. Although you did have quite a lot.
Well, 3 bottles, you know, of wine.
It probably was getting on towards that.
But yeah.
Then you just collapsed on the sofa and I couldn't get you upstairs. So I just made you a bed down here. And then about 11 o'clock-ish, you woke up and you were right again then.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the evening. Didn't manage to go up to bed.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Poor Gary.
Yeah. I haven't rung you.
But he said it wasn't too bad because he landed on top of you, so he had soft landing.
Yeah, no, I can feel the pain in my chest at the moment, funnily enough. So we've had a very strange week, haven't we, really? Very little thought about our people call it their cancer journey, don't they? I'm not really sure if that's sort of, it's just part of life. Whatever happens to you, there are very few people manage to live their whole lives without a serious illness. And that usually kicks in, well, can start kicking in middle age time, can't it, really, when you need to be checked
anytime.
Anytime. But, you know, there are very few people who are lucky enough to live a long life and still be able to do certain stuff. You know,
Are you philosophizing?
I'm philosophizing. It's not a good thing, is it?
No, I was beginning to sort of glaze over and my mind was wandering to what was happening in the garden and stuff.
Well, we've got a robin who's going mad.
Oh, no, don't start on about the birds.
Oh, right, okay.
And I don't understand what you meant about that. You said earlier the robin's going mad in the garden. I just had a mental picture of like
around,
a
sort of
deranged robin.
Doing stuff. I'm going to fill up the bird feeders and except there's still loads of berries and things, so may not feed them for another few weeks. I am waffling on about nothing.
You are.
Really. What else did we do this week? We had some friends come and stay. That was quite nice. In fact, that was the day that we had to take Daisy and have her put to sleep, really.
Yes. Anyway. Next week, hopefully, we'll have some nicer news. Maybe we'll have...
Yeah. Well, I think we have to be... The interesting thing is the... All our dogs have been rescued, haven't they? Because there's so many dogs that need rescuing, and we're looking at older dogs now because nobody wants an older dog, and there are lots of older dogs.
Yeah, I just feel like the dog that has got no chance of ever anyone wanting it because it's got one eye, one leg, and is 9 years old or something. We'll have that one.
Right, okay. Well, darling, whichever you
want. So long as it's small, white, and fluffy.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't want to be seen with a butch dog.
It has to be quite small. I have to have one I can pick up if I need to.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like you take them to the vets or something. Having a bigger dog. I know, because Kelly's got Dougie and he's quite big.
Very big. And Daisy, of course, was very... when you went out to take her to the car, she wanted to go for a walk first. And even though she was small and fluffy, she could...
Dig her heels in.
Dig her paws.
But you can then just pick her up, stick her under one arm and off you go again.
Mm.
Whereas with Dougie, Kelly can't do it on her own. She needs Lee to come and help her get him in the car.
Yeah.
Not because he doesn't want to go, just because he's quite a lad, quite a chunky lad.
Yes. Yeah. No, we're a small dog family, really. We can have a few.
Because we're both a little bit feeble.
I don't think you are. I just walked in on you doing Pilates.
Doesn't make
it's quite entertaining. In fact, I stayed there for a while and watch.
It is quite funny because I can't actually do any of it. But there you go.
It looks
really like simple and easy. I was doing it from an app, and I just struggle with the things like put your head and back and bottom against the wall. I struggle with that.
Well,
I must be really like have curvature of the spine or something.
Big bottom.
Well, I can get my bottom and my back. It's the head. I can't get my head back.
All right.
Anyway, that's a bit strange, but I struggle on.
Yeah, no, we've, you know, problems surround us. I mean, it's terrible, isn't it? I was just trying to think of something that come into my mind and it slipped right out again. Probably just as well.
Well, today we're going to have a nice lunch with our friends Annie and Cosmo.
Yeah.
And then you're going to work.
Yeah.
And as we're in London, I might come with you.
Don't do me any favours. I mean, please. Oh, tomatoes have gone red.
Yes, they have. That's worked, putting them on the windowsill.
Because you never really like to grow vegetables, do you? Because you often say, and it's quite funny.
I prefer a flower.
You prefer a flower. And why would I want all this trouble of growing vegetables when I can pop down the shop and buy one, probably for less money?
Yes, the amount you spend on all the grow bags and everything like that.
Yeah.
But
your mum gave us a tomato plant, and it's done really well.
Yeah. The tomatoes are nice.
They're really nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
We had a couple yesterday.
Well, they were mum's ones.
They
were Jude's ones.
Ah, right. Okay, well, those are big enough to... They are big. What do they call themselves? Not elephant bananas?
I don't know.
Or jumbo bananas?
Oh, they're tomatoes, honey. They're not bananas.
I was looking through some old stuff.
They're called beef tomatoes.
Beef tomatoes, that's right. I found this clip of me having...
Lobotomy?
No, not yet. I haven't got that far. Having a dyslexia test about 35 years ago. I remember we did a show on it. And the professor explaining to me why part of my brain seemed to be wired wrong. And it's nothing, it doesn't mean you're stupid. Some people are like this. And actually, when you think about it, everybody's talking about their mental health problems, ADHD, and all these things that were never talked about before. But really, they're personality differences, aren't they?
Could see it that way.
Yeah.
It's a personality type that maybe...
Getting a bit deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you think we should stop babbling on now because...
We're being boring.
We are being a bit boring, aren't we? And I suppose...
We're kind of feeling a bit flattened down, really, aren't
we? Yeah. Well, you know, we had nearly 9 good years with Daisy, and which isn't old for her type of dog, really. But
No, she died very young. But, you know, in the next couple of months, hopefully we'll be able to give a home to...
Yeah, we will. No, we will, definitely.
To another fluffy friend.
And then it gives me time and to stop thinking about me. What were you saying the other day about my ego? Somebody made a joke about my ego.
Oh, no, is that lady that sent you the letter?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes, but yes.
My ego is intact and growing nicely.
Yes, no, she said he's very overinflated. We just said, oh, yes, but we have seen that on the scan.
Yeah. My ego, we did when we have the scans.
It's blotting out, it's getting so big that it's blotting out everything else. You can't see anything else but your ego on the CT scans now.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. So anyway, listen, I'm sorry if we've upset anybody or depressed people, but it's very... We didn't not want to do the podcast, but the one thing about our podcast, I think, is that it is how we feel on the day and not acted on.
You may be able to tell, not in any way planned.
Really good,
or anything.
A really good podcast out at the moment by Trigonometry. If you check that, where you get your podcasts.
There's your ego going again.
You can see them interviewing me. And it's really good. Really, really, really good. Oh, dear. Listen, have a great week, and we'll talk again next week. Hopefully.
Yes, we will podcast again next week, and hopefully we'll be feeling a little bit jollier.
We will, definitely.
Right, good.
Okay, take it easy, guys.
Bye.